May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Please be seated. 10 months out of the year, on Fridays, I have the privilege of presiding at the 12:15 Eucharist here in the Hewitt Chapel. Sometimes we have 3 people, sometimes 15. Sometimes it is the same people, sometimes new members, sometimes guests who accidentally walk in to see or tour the cathedral. Oftentimes we have office people from downtown businesses who take their lunch break and meander down over and through Loring Park for a respite from their day. All are welcome. During the week, based on the seasons of the church, we share in the readings of the day. We have a conversation and we have a meal. We share communion. The readings are based on the Episcopal lectionary, the feast days or the commemorations from a great cloud of witness or holy women, holy men. So for those of you who think church only happens on Sunday mornings, let us remember Jesus welcomes us into his Creator's house and his life every single day, and our doors are open. But I digress, as I am known to do. I say 10 months out of the year, because this week we enter into the Minnesota summer schedule. As you can see, we are using the freestanding altar and credence table, probably to be moved again every Sunday as we figure out what we're doing. We use a freestanding altar so that we are closer together. I'm supposed to be delivering my sermon from the floor, but I'm not really used to that yet, so I'm up in the pulpit. Again, I'm supposed to be delivering from the floor so that we are closer together. We will be using different language at the 10:30 service for the ministry of the table, taking the opportunity to explore different and beautiful liturgical language options that we have in our Episcopal church. Instead of 6 services a week during the week, 6 services or offices, we will be having 4 offices during the week because it is summer in Minnesota. Nobody's here on Monday and Friday, right? So starting this week, except for Tuesday because it's the 4th of July, on Tuesdays at 12:15, we will offer quiet time for personal meditation here in the choir stalls or up in the choir gallery. We have some brand new meditation cushions up in the choir gallery, so if you've never been up there, if you physically can go up and down stairs, I highly recommend that you spend some time up there. But on Tuesdays, definitely from 12:15 to 12:45, there will be no tours, the nave will be quiet, there will be no organ practicing, just a beautiful, sacred space for time with one's Creator, one's higher power, or that God that you speak of, as someone described to me what I was trying to describe to them. Whomever, whatever that might be to you at that moment. On Wednesdays at 12:15, we will continue to have Scripture and Eucharist in the Hewitt Chapel. Thursdays, as always, we will continue to have the 8 a.m. contemplative prayer in All Saints Chapel. If you really don't like the heat, 8 a.m. on Thursday morning is really nice. Noonday prayer here in the choir stalls with our Book of Common Prayer. And before you think I'm just a liturgical advertisement, let me go back to what I started talking about. At the 12:15 Eucharist on Fridays, because we always read Scripture, we always have a conversation, and we always have a meal. But instead of a homily, we do a type of gospel-based discipleship, which to me is just actually a very complicated title for a beautiful form of conversation. It goes like this. We take the gospel, and we read it from 3 different translations. Then we share our responses or our answers to 1, 2, or 3 of the following questions. What word or words or ideas did you hear? What is Jesus or the gospel saying to you? What is Jesus or the gospel calling you to do? In this space, this morning, we can't really have a conversation. But I do hope that you might have a conversation at the peace, or a conversation at coffee, or at least ask yourself these questions later on. What is it that you hear from today's gospel? We've already heard today's gospel in the NRSV, or New Revised Standard Version Translation. I ask that you be present and listen to it in two other translations. Roger.
From the Tree of Life. He who receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a tzaddik in the name of a tzaddik shall receive a tzaddik's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, amen, I tell you, he shall never lose his reward.
Rena.
This version is from The Message. We are intimately linked in this harvest work. Anyone who accepts what you do accepts me, the one who sent you. Anyone who accepts what I do accepts my Father, who sent me. Accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's messenger. Accepting someone's help is as good as giving someone help. This is a large work I've called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. It's best to start small. Give a cool cup of water to someone who is thirsty, for instance. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. You won't lose out on a thing.
What I heard, and granted I've had the opportunity to digest this much longer than you have, what I heard from these three different translations is whoever receives, whoever welcomes, whoever accepts me welcomes God. The message I hear in this morning's gospel reading is so important that some variation on this theme shows up in each gospel, and sometimes more than once. In Luke's gospel, Jesus declares, "Whoever listens to you listens to me." The Jesus in John's gospel, "Very truly I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me." The Gospel of Mark. "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." What is Jesus saying to me? And what has Jesus always said to me? Inclusion. Welcoming. Hospitality, and doing for others. What Jesus has always told me is also what helps build a healthy community. Inclusion, welcoming, hospitality, and doing for others. But today's lesson seems to emphasize inclusion. Jesus and the earlier disciples, they all placed a high value on welcoming and inclusion. The Message translation that Rena read to us translates, gives me an opinion that the word welcoming is actually synonymous with reconciliation. The Message translation reminded us that this is really large work that I've called you into. Don't be afraid of it. But he warns us, it's really, really large work. Reconciliation is really large work. Welcoming, reconciliation, and proclaiming the presence of Elohim, Yahweh, Allah, Satnam, the Holy Creator, God. There is this belief that whatever is God, whatever that higher power is, that Creator wants us to welcome the stranger so that there are no more strangers. I was thinking about a present-day example of this, and a great example of present-day hospitality and welcoming has been taking place during the Taking Heart Interfaith Iftar meals between Jews, Muslims, and non-Muslims this past June in Minneapolis. Well over 1,000 people took part in a conversation and a meal in just the metro area alone. And I know a number of St. Markans participated in these meals as well. You know, it's easy to be afraid or to hate someone if you don't know them. It's easy to be afraid of them if you don't look like them. It's easy to hate them if you don't understand them. Yesterday was July 1st. Most of you already know that. July 1st in the Episcopal lectionary commemorates the Reverend Pauli Murray. The Reverend Pauli Murray was the first African-American female to be ordained in the Episcopal Church of America in 1977. I graduated from high school that year. She was already in her 60s. Reverend Pauli Murray was an activist, a priest. She was a nonconformist, a writer, a trailblazing lawyer, a supporter of the sexually marginalized, especially those who are transgender. And these are just a few of the descriptors. Reverend Pauli wrote in her autobiography, "All the strands of my life had come together. Descendant of slave and of slave owner, I had already been called poet, lawyer, teacher, and friend. Now I was empowered to minister the sacrament of one in whom there is no north or south, no black or white, nor male or female. Only the spirit of love and reconciliation drawing us all toward the goal of human wholeness." Reverend Pauli, gender nonconformist, descendant of slaves, female in a male's world, shared a meal. In 1945, Reverend Pauli, before she became ordained, was quote-unquote just an activist and a lawyer. She wrote, "When my brothers tried to draw a circle around me to exclude me, I shall just draw a larger circle and include them." So I ask that we consider something. That whenever we hear something or see something or experience something, whether it's on the street, on social media, in our schools, or at work, or here at church, ask the question, what do I hear? What is Jesus saying to me? And what is Jesus calling me to do? I would like to close with the collect that was written for the commemoration of Reverend Pauli. "Liberating God, we thank you most heartily for the steadfast courage of your servant, Pauli Murray, who fought long and well. Unshackle us from bonds of prejudice and fear so that we may show forth your reconciling love and true freedom, which you revealed through your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen."